Welcome to Your Five for the Day. The record of history is filled with men and women remembered for one solitary action. They enter, play their part, and then depart the stage. Consider Joseph of Arimathea, the man who donated his tomb for Jesus. Who was he? What led him to extend such a generous offering? Roman soldiers had no reason to exercise caution with the body they had whipped, jabbed with thorns, and nailed to a cross. The bodies of most crucifixion victims were left in place until a family member claimed them for burial. What would become of this one who claimed to be God's son? Those closest to Jesus cowered in fear of facing the same fate. Who would give him a proper burial? Enter Joseph of Arimathea. Joseph's part in the resurrection story is recorded in all four Gospels. But outside those verses, nothing authoritative is recorded of him. Scripture reveals that Joseph was a rich man. He was good and righteous. He became a follower of Jesus. He waited for the kingdom of God, convinced that Jesus was the promised Messiah. Joseph hid his newfound faith because of his position. He was a prominent member of the Jewish Sanhedrin. Joseph did not give his consent to the majority decision that Jesus should be killed. Joseph had prepared a place for his own burial, a tomb in a garden outside Jerusalem. Showing kindness to Jesus of Nazareth defied the wishes of the chief priests who insisted Jesus be dispatched like a common thief. Joseph faced a gut-wrenching challenge as he took the stage for his moment in history. He would risk his position and possibly his life asking Pilate for the body of Jesus. Gathering his courage, Joseph determined his faith in Jesus would no longer remain cloaked by fear and secrecy. He stood to be counted as a follower of Christ. Everyone would know about his audience with Pilate. Word would spread quickly to reach the ears of the Jewish leaders. Would Joseph be swept from the scene in a flood of rage as his fellow council members retaliated? Mark's Gospel records the meeting with Pilate was not a quick in and out. Joseph's request for the body surprised Pilate, who summoned the centurion to confirm Jesus was dead. Was the wait awkward? Did Joseph and Pilate discuss Jesus, a man they both knew to be innocent? Once the death was certified, Pilate gave his permission for Joseph to remove the body of Jesus for burial. Joseph's public request, the centurion's professional confirmation that Jesus was dead, and Pilate's official permission for Joseph to bury Jesus gave confirmation that the man crucified and the man removed for burial were the same. Joseph donated his tomb, and a stone was rolled over the entrance to secure the site from grave robbers. Pilate ordered the tomb sealed and posted a guard. Joseph's act of devotion and his generosity played a key role in preserving the evidence that there was no grave tampering. The crucified Jesus is the risen Lord. What can we learn from Joseph of Arimathea? The majority position is not always right. Standing up for what we believe may be costly and will demand courage. God has a plan, and we can be part of his plan if we give him our lives. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.